Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for July 12, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. The Department of Agriculture noted it would resurvey planted acres as questions remain about how much planting was done during the wet spring season. The July World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report released on Thursday increased corn production estimates 195 million bushels based on the increased planted and harvested areas from the June 28th acreage report. However, the USDA will publish updated acreage estimates in the August crop production report, as many believe those intentions were not met. The national average corn yield is unchanged at 166 bushels per acre, and the season average price was lowered 10 cents to $3.70 a bushel. World Ag Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer explains how the survey numbers are used, with a special look at how the recent crop acreage report differed from the June WASDE.
I think what's important to understand here is that these aren't competing numbers. What we said in the June WASDE and what was said in the June 28th acreage report aren't competing numbers, right? We have new information. The numbers that NASP put out in the June acreage report are based upon a survey of about 64,000 farmers plus another 9,000 and some odd segments, which include another, and that's a segment. There's more than one field and operator in there. So by the time it's all said and done, the sample frame is like 100,000 observations within a sample frame. So clearly, when we look at this, the June 28th report is the best acreage estimate that exists at the time it was released.
It's not a luxury, but a necessity, as ag lawmakers and witnesses told a congressional hearing on rural broadband expansion. This is House Ag Subcommittee on Commodity Exchanges, Energy, and Credit Chair David Scott.
Our farmers, for example, continue to use broadband to expand their toolbox and their knowledge base to make the most of their precision agricultural applications.
But more than a quarter of rural Americans lack access to broadband, compared with less than 2% of urban Americans, which is why the former Ag Chair Mike Conaway says rural broadband is included in last year's farm bill.
We not only provided a new grant program to build broadband where it is needed, but also new requirements to build what is needed for the long haul. The forward-looking standards that we pass will make sure that new broadband projects provide high-quality internet service for long into the future.
But until the FCC comes up with a more accurate broadband map, spending decisions may come up short in many rural areas. This is Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst on behalf of the American Farm Bureau Federation.
The current data and maps used to collect broadband coverage are inadequate. The ability of the FCC and all other relevant agencies to utilize accurate coverage is the highest priority to successfully target and distribute federal broadband programs.
The FCC plans on releasing the order soon to require increased reporting to improve the current broadband map system. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.